Are you interested in bringing communities together? Are you interested in bridging cultural and communication gaps? Are you interested in podcasting? We want to help build a better world through better understanding of one another. And we want to amplify your voice in the conversation. So bring your ideas and voice to the Venn Network. We will help you bring your voice to the world.
Assalamu alaikum. My name is Imam Hassan Amin. And assalamu alaikum means may peace and blessings be upon you. Before I get into this particular program, which is Islamic Faith in Focus, I'd like to tell you a little bit about myself. Allah, praise be to Allah. I've been Muslim since 1976. When I was searching for Islam, or searching for a religion that gets me closer to Allah, Almighty God, I searched and I studied. I went to various meetings, and then I gravitated towards Islam. Question about the faith. I asked the people a lot of questions. I saw how they performed their prayer. I saw what kind of people that they were. And so I said, yeah, this is for me. 1976, November, I embraced Islam. You also may see that I am also the executive director of Muslim Social Services Agency. Our goal and mission are to provide resources and services to homeless people, to poor income people, in order to help them to improve the quality of their life. And I am the founder and executive director of this program. And so the program we're talking about right now, to the listeners and those who can see me, is a basic program about information, basic information about Islam, what Islam is and what Islam is not. And trying to keep both Muslim, or place both Muslim and non-Muslim on the correct path of what Islam is. I'm being very basic when I talk about Islam, meaning I'm only getting to the tip of the iceberg. And what I mean by that, when you talk about the tip of the iceberg is very, very massive. When you look at it above the water, you only see a tip of it. But when you look underneath the water, you have mountains and mountains of ice. What I'm talking about is that which is above the water when I'm talking about this beautiful way of life called Islam. And if you look under the water, there are piles and piles of the various pillars and aspects of Islam. And so let's get into Islamic Faith in Focus. Some of the basic information I'm going to talk about and give you some definitions of various rituals and various, what you call the tenets of Islam. One of the definitions of Islam is that it is an act of submission, surrender, or obedience. In the religious perspective, Islam stands for complete submission to Allah. And we talk about Allah in a few minutes. And the particular word Islam is derived from the word peace. You probably get a lot of people that are going to say this or that about what I'm talking about, but I'm just giving you the very basics of it, of Islam, a very basic aspect of Islam. Let's go with the very foundation of Islam is based on five pillars. First, to testify that there is no God but Allah. It is his servant and messenger of Allah. He is the last messenger of Allah. And also, one of the other pillars of Islam is salat, or prayer. And the third pillar of Islam is what you call zakat, or charity. And I will explain each one of them as we go along. The fourth pillar of Islam is fasting during the month of Ramadan. One is Hajj. And I'll explain that one again later on. Again, there are volumes of books written about these five pillars. Again, discuss the basic aspects of each. Now, let's start with the first one. To testify that there is no God but Allah and Muhammad is the final messenger of Allah. Now, who is Allah? Allah sits alone on a throne of authority. He created all that we see and all that we do not see. nothing like Allah. No one is like Allah. Nothing is greater than Allah. No one is anything is above Allah. In the Quran, which is the last revelation sent to mankind from Allah, which are the Lamb Allah, the words from Allah, to his last messenger, Muhammad, may peace and blessings be upon him, by Angel Jibril. Sometimes they call him Gabriel. Angels, we're going to talk about angels a little later on. Now, Allah's words are compiled in a book called Quran. Quran has 114 chapters. Sometimes we call them surahs, A-H. And each chapter, you have what are called ayats, A-Y-A-H, or verses. It's very short. You might have three verses or ayah, or you may have 286 verses in the book. Now, this chapter I'm going to be talking about right now, or a verse from this chapter, it explains who Allah is. From Allah's kalam, from Allah's words, he's going to tell you who he is. If you know who he is, basically you should also know who he is not. This ayah is the chapter 2, 255th ayah, or verse. And it says, I will say a little bit in Arabic, and then I will translate it into English. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم لا تأخذه سنة له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض الذي يشفع عنده إلا بإذنه يعلم ما بين أيديهم وما خلفهم ولا يحيطون بشيء من علمه إلا بما شاء وسيق السماوات والأرض عوض حفظهما وهو العلي العظيم. Particular ayah or chapter. What I say about a chapter is called what? It's called what? A surah. And what did I call the verse? I call it ayah. And it says, Allah, there's no God but him, the living, the eternal. He neither slumbers nor sleeps. To him belongs all that is in the heavens and the earth. Who can intercede with him without his permission? What is before them and what is behind them? They cast it to anything out of his knowledge except what he pleases. His throne is more vast than the heavens and the earth, and guarding of these both does not fatigue him. He is the eternal, the supreme. So Allah explains who he is. We sleep as human beings. We get fatigued as human beings. Allah is not like us. He is above human. He is the one that created us, human beings. He created all that we see and all that we don't see. We don't see the air created by Allah. Birds and the trees and the forest and all these things, and look at the sky, everything in the sky, the stars and the moon and the sun. All these are creation of Allah. May Allah, my glory be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This Allah that we're talking about is the same Allah that Moses talked about, that Jesus talked about, that all the prophets talked about. And so, inshallah, Allah willing, we will get more into those, talk about them being the prophets a little later on. Now, in another surah, a surah, it means what? It means chapter. This particular surah, this very short surah, was very powerful surah. And it's a 112th verse, a 112th surah of Quran, or chapter in Quran. And it says, I say it in Arabic, and then I will translate it to English. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillahi r-Rahman r-Rahim. Qul huwa Allahu ahad. Samad. Lam yalid wa lam yulad. Wa lam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad. In this particular surah, it says, He is Allah. the one and only. Our Lord is self-sufficient, independent of all, while all are dependent on him. He begets not, nor is he begot. There is none comparable to him. Nothing, no one, no animal, no human beings are comparable unto Allah. No one, no, Allah was not born from anyone. All that we see and all that we do not see. Again, those two swords explain who Allah is and who Allah is not. In Surah number 2, and also in Surah 112 Surah. Now, let's get to the second part. And it says, the first part says there's no God but Allah. And then the second part says that Muhammad is a servant and messenger of Allah. Since the beginning of mankind, many prophets and messengers to mankind, they encourage the people to obey Allah, telling them that their end will come to Allah, and they will have to be accountable for what they've done on earth. Prophet sent before Muhammad was Prophet Noah, Moses, Abraham, Luke, sometimes they call him Lot, Jesus, and many more. And the last prophet sent to mankind was Muhammad, may peace be upon him. Many of these prophets were sent to different areas in the world. They were sent just for a particular group of people. But the last messenger sent to mankind, he was sent to all of mankind and requested mankind to obey Allah. The verses in the Quran in Surah number 7, verse 158, and I read it in English because of the time limitation. And it says, the Rasul, O Muhammad, say, O mankind, I am the Rasul, meaning the messenger of Allah, turn to all of you from he to whom belong the kingdom and the earth. There is no deity but him. He brings to life and he causes death. Believe in Allah and his Rasul, the unlettered prophet, who believes in Allah and his words. Follow him so that you may be rightly guided. So we see from this particular verse, may peace be upon him, his mandate, his job was to come to all of mankind. On to what we call the next pillar. And the next pillar in Islam calls Salat, or prayer. And to pray 5 times every day. In the morning around dawn, 1 in the afternoon around 12 o'clock, and 1 in the late afternoon around 3, right? 1 is when the sun sets. You look to the west and you see the redness in the sky. That's our fourth prayer that we pray. And then the last one, when the sun is completely down and you cannot see the sun anymore and you have darkness, that is our fifth prayer. Muslims have to pray 5 times a day, no excuses, unless you have reasons. And I will get into those later on. Right now, get into later on. But you have the morning prayer, you have the afternoon prayer, the late afternoon prayer, and the sunset prayer. Z-K-A-H, that is our tax. This particular zakat is basically, it takes from the rich person and it gives to the poor. This money is designated for the poor. Society where the rich, in some society where the rich, to stay rich, but in Islam, we don't have that. We take from the rich and then the rich has the responsibility to take care of the poor. So I will stop with that particular one and go on to the next pillar, which is Ramadan. This fast that we talk about, in Islam, we go by the lunar calendar. One of those months in the lunar calendar is called Ramadan. R-A-M-A-D-A-N, Ramadan. And we fast the entire month, 9 days or maybe 30 days. But we don't eat anything or drink anything after the sun rises. Before the sun rises, we eat and we can drink all that we want. But after the sun, after the before the sun rises, we can do it. But after the sun rises, we cannot do any of those things. And that's what all Muslims have to obey this in terms of fasting. And Allah says, every action of the son of Adam, except fasting, for that it is solely for me, I will give. So our basic reward for fasting comes from Allah, because no one else knows that you're fasting. I could be around people I'm fasting, but they don't know that I'm really fasting, but Allah knows that I'm fasting. And so that is our fourth pillar of Islam. And then the final pillar of Islam, pilgrimage, Hajj is H-A-J-J, normally spelled in English. And that's the pilgrimage to Mecca, at least once in our lifetime, if we can afford to do so. Can afford to do so for whatever reason, then a Muslim do not have to make the Hajj. But if he or she has the money and the ability to do so and won't cause any hardship for them or their family, then they need to go on Hajj. And that cannot take any place in the world except for in Mecca, Saudi Arabia, and areas around Saudi Arabia, different towns and different areas in Mecca. By the blessings of Allah, I have been on Hajj 3 times, which is a lesser Hajj 1 time. This is the blessing, and Allah called me to his house to go, and I certainly answered Allah and said, yes, Allah, I want to go, and thank you for the invitation. And so those are the basic pillars of Islam, the basic foundation of Islam. If someone has other ideas about Islam, Islamic faith, then those are correct ideas. And they say, I'm going to do one pillar and not the other. These are wrong, incorrect ideas that they have. That there is no God but Allah. Muhammad is a messenger of Allah. We make our prayers. It is a zakat. We fast the month of Ramadan. And we make the Hajj. These are the basic pillars of Islam. And in the last few minutes I have left, I want to please encourage you to learn to visit the various masjids, M-A-S-J-I-D, and like the Christians make their prayers inside the church. People make their prayers inside of the synagogue. And we as Muslims, we make our prayers primarily inside of the masjid, A-S-J-I-D. And we make those family prayers, and you all remember what they are. One in the afternoon, one in the late afternoon, one at sunset, and the last one is late at night. I want to also encourage you to go to Muslim Social Service Agency's website about what we do. 95 to 97% of the people we help, we help Muslims, and we help also non-Muslims. Because this says Muslim Social Service Agency does not mean we only help Muslims. Because that's not the mandate of the Muslim. We are to help all of humanity. If a person needs help, we help them. Even if a person wants to harm us, we serve them. Because with time when the prophet, when a lady used to throw trash at him all the time outside his door, one day she did not throw trash. And so he wondered, well, where's this woman? And so he heard that she was sick, and he went to visit her. And she saw him come to visit. He said, well, and she said, why do you do that? I throw trash on you every day. But yet and still you came to visit me. So your preaching must be really good preaching. You must be preaching the right word. You are a good man, a pious man, a compassionate man, because you came to visit me, although I treated the way you treated me. And so a Muslim had the mandate to help and treat people well. So I encourage you to donate to Muslim Social Service Agency, and the website should come up. I'm doing this, www.MuslimSocialServicesAgency.org. And please, please, please support that work. Because we're all about trying to put out the positive information about Islam. We only want to promote the truth and the very best of Islam. That's our spirit and that's our mandate. And I so, so, so thank you for listening. And please tune in next week around the same time. And I go into our next episode. I want to thank Venn Network for hosting it. Stop faith and focus, and please come back and visit us. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
This has been a production of the Venn Network.